against him.
And then fastened him to my fore tree. And every time he tried to get up, I'd pull him. Keep him down until he got through with him.
That was a big bull?
A big bull? You ain't a kidding. He was a big bull. He weighed about 1,600 pounds.
What kind was it?
Or just ordinary. We didn't do like the people today. We raised our own bulls. We'd pick out our choice bull calves and we'd keep them.
Yeah.
But now today they don't do that no more. It's either Bremers or Angus or Herefords. Now we got, we first started off with Charbury. Then we got Sandy Gertrudis. We got our cattle pretty well crossed. Then we got into the Bremers. We got them crossed with Bremers. Then Donald bought a registered Whiteface Hereford.
That's a good cow there.
They're good breeders.
Yeah.
Fine cattle. Now we got a new 4-year-old Bremer bull. We just begin to get care from him now.
Where are you coming from?
Georgia.
And way down here?
Well, all over the place, ma'am. Well, now wait.
That's why I was striping.
Oh, now that's a tough area there. Around Slidell?
Ooh, yeah, where? Slidell is correct.
Up above, let's see. Purlington, that's right. Now I know where Purlington is. Sure, I came through that area. Boy, now that is, now, and there were trees there, too.
Trees, man, I hope.
How'd you even get through that land there? I mean, you must have had a compass or something. I don't see how you could even see out there.
I was out there's an old plantation out, way out there, during the war, and there was an old couple that was living at that plantation, and my nephew had that rented for cattle.
Yes, sir.
I wish you could have seen that. That house was built, like I'm telling you, we built those cabs, but it was on a high hill, and up on pilings, and then the old steel cells that they put the slaves in is still under there. And I'd go there often. I was camped not very far from there, but what they call Black Bayou. And I was camped on Black Bayou.
Yeah, old Black River.
So I'd go over there and see them every once in a while. It wasn't far from Picayune, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Boy, yes, that's sir. A tough area there. And what would y'all trap there?
Yeah, I trapped in the marsh there.
You trapped muskrats?
Muskrats. Boy, they had them there. Very few minks and coons. Now, I caught several otters. You know what an otter is?
Uh-huh.
I caught around 18 or 20 there the first winter.
They're playing out, though.
Yes, they're playing out.
Not many of them left.
Now here, there's quite a few left.
Oh, there are?
Well, yeah.
I killed one. I went out and counted one afternoon this winter and killed one right out there.
Huh?
They're about $35,
$40
a
hide.
I was camped out there. I had an old nigger. They called him Pete Jupiter. He was half Choctaw Indian and half nigger. He was a big old fellow. He was a cook.
Yeah.
And he's just as fine an old fellow as you ever met. Long, sharp nose. He says, he called me chief because there was two other white boys with me, and my nephew told him, he said, Pete, he says, my uncle there is the boss here now. He said, whatever he says is going to go. So old Pete would call me chief, and he'd bring me coffee to my bed every morning.
How do you like your coffee?
Oh, man, I like it. He made good coffee. But